Hey everyone, Corey Poirier here. Just checking in before you listen to this new episode of the show to let you know that my new book, The Enlightened Passenger, is now officially available to order. And you can jump over to thisisthebook.com today. And just by grabbing a copy, you'll actually get 5 uber cool, I'm saying they're uber cool, you get to decide that, free bonuses with the book. They are all listed on the site, but as an example, one is how to land your brand to talk, so training around that. Another is access to my Get Paid to Speak book. Also, top 10 insights guide, a training that has never aired before that I revealed about how to charge what you're worth versus what you would normally maybe charge. And then an exclusive training by a friend of our show who's a really big name, and it's around the idea of how to build the life of your dreams and the business of your dreams. So actually, those are the bonuses. So head over to thisisthebook.com today, grab your bonuses before the pre-order ends and or before the bonuses go away. Thanks everybody for checking the show out, and until next time, I'm Corey Poirier.
Awesome. Okay, so thank you so much again, everybody, for joining us for more of a live interview. I mean, I really thrive off this. A lot of times when you're running a show or a podcast, if you're lucky, you have the guests with you. So you have 2 people, maybe 3 if they brought a friend, but you don't usually get in front of that interaction and that audience. So I like this energy. So Debbie Datchinger, so excited to have you here with me today. And where I like to start usually, which I know is different than most interviews, but I always like to get the guests to tell us just a little bit about themselves rather than me reading a bio that sounds kind of stilted. So can you tell us just a little bit before we dive into the meat of things?
Okay. What a life I have led, for real. And I will start, Corey, with the fact that I was originally an actress and a singer. That's what I did the majority of my life professionally. I came to a crossroads well into my adulthood when I said, oh, something's wrong. It was very evident something was wrong in how I was showing up for my work. Busiest year, acting-wise, of my life. It was so painful because I didn't know what to do with the who am I and what am I going to do. Literally, since I was born, that's what I was doing. And it got so painful, I surrendered. I literally said, please take this. I don't know what to do. And by the way, I'm not a surrender person, just so you know. But that's how bad it got. And in the surrender, I started to follow my heart. What feels good? What excited me? And I started doing jewelry. And a month later, people were saying, oh, can I buy that somewhere? I'm like, I made it. Sure. Then a month after that, because I'm full of chutzpah, it's a Yiddish word, which means I really believe in myself, right? I've got balls. And so I started going like to these huge stores in Beverly Hills, Saks Fifth, and selling my jewelry. Then I joined Toastmasters, loved it, went all the way up in the ranks. It was huge for me. And then I listened to a band and they found out that I used to sing, and they came up and said, the lead singer's leaving, we'd love you to sing. I was really averse to that because that had been my history, but I ended up doing that. I sang with a big band, a jazz band. It was beautiful for a long time. Then I received a phone call, as Providence would have, and the phone call said, we had a producer who just suggested you for a cartoon. The lead actress, whose name you'd all know, has just dropped out for conflict reasons. Would you audition? Now, my mouth said, absolutely. The bubble said, oh my God, I've never done that before in my life. I've never done a voiceover. I read the script. I loved it. I read for them. And it was like crickets out there. By the way, you do that all on the phone, or you go in a studio and submit. So I did it over the phone, and I basically did not nail it. And I knew it, but I wanted it so badly. And I said, please, please, before we hang up, would you give me a second chance? And I was very blessed because you don't always get a second chance. They said, yes. And so I went deep and I went for a take I had heard. And the guy was cracking up and he said, look, nobody has brought what you just brought. And then I found out a few days later, I got the part. I went in to do the voiceover. They found out I sang. Then I got extra money for doing the song. And the rest is history, because what that led to, and by the way, this is like skiing. I thought, I love voiceovers. I want to do more. And I saw something for radio. It'll be 17 years this June. I got the job in radio just to get my voice out there. But yeah, now the universe had something else in mind. They were like, ha, 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 what it took to get you here. And the ha 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 was because I was supposed to be doing that. I was supposed to be having these really high level conversations with people that were like a masterclass to me. I used to be in real radio here in Burbank. I started writing books so I could reach more people. Then I'm like, oh, heck, if I'm writing books, I want to become an international bestseller. And from there, people were recognizing me and saying, I'd like to interview you. Huge, because I was awful. And I thought this being a host meant being an interview guest. And then I was so crushed by my own awful performance, I took it upon myself to learn how to do this successfully. How could I deliver an interview? Once I learned, I got results. I started beta testing with my clients. They started getting results. And it's like these businesses were born of them themselves, being a podcast, now a podcaster all these years later, a book writer, an author, a bestseller, coaching people to write their books, coaching people how to deliver an amazing interview and also where to go. I do a little bit of publicity work, but I want to tag a little bit on this side at the end here, which is very important to me, to be fully transparent, no matter who is in the room. I know I have my friend Frequency Attuned right here in the front, so I know you get it. And I just say with great care that this has been a deeply spiritual life that I've led. I am so blessed. I mean that in a spiritual, not religious way. And my path has taken me to shamanism. I'm a practicing shamanic healer, which has led me into the UFO world and extraterrestrials. Yes, I'm going to go there, which has changed the nature of my podcast and also changed my trajectory, because I'm now award-winning. All the people I was so afraid who were listening about dreams would never follow me, not only followed me, but brought their friends. And my numbers are, they're beautiful. I'm very proud of what I've created. And so that's, you know, sort of the enormity of the ski trip that I have had in my life thus far.
Well, there's definitely different things I can unpack there. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I wanted to highlight, because I find people struggle with this. I was at an event last week, Secret Knock. You probably heard of it before. Anthony Trucks was there. Anthony's a friend of mine. I didn't know he was going to be there because it's a secret. And he talked about the work. What he talks now about shadow work, but the work that he's done in the dark to become who he is in the light, mm-hmm. but how most people don't see the dark and think it's easy. You know, so I'll put up a picture of something that happened and people are like, you're so lucky. And I always say, if you only knew how much work went into being lucky. The reason I bring all this up, Debbie, is that you just shared a journey that obviously wasn't linear and it wasn't like this happened in a week. There's a lot of work behind the scenes. So do you think it's good for people to know that it does take that work? Because I feel like sometimes they look at somebody who's achieved that and go, well, I couldn't do that. But they're comparing who they are now to who you are now versus where you started. Yeah. So you think it's important for people to know the journey isn't just like 2 minutes and you're there?
It's important because it's my story, I suppose. First and foremost, it's my truth, right? And also, I think as I was unpacking who I was, my life started to reflect that. And so that was always really fascinating to me. And at all these junctures, it felt like, oh, this is it. And then I'd move forward and go, this is it. So I had a lot of that. And I just feel like, you know, it is important because when I look back, I don't go, oh, what it took to get here. I look back in my life and go, wow, I'm one human who, like, this is about 5 to 10 lifetimes. And I am so lucky. Each of these pieces informed who I am today. I mean, folks, I used to work at JPL. I used to work at Jet Propulsion Laboratory once upon a time, way back when I was young. And you know what? Thank God. Hated the job, by the way. But thank God I worked at NASA because it gave me a business background. And when you're an uber spiritual, uber creative like me, you need some kind of grounding. And that business background gave me everything I needed once I became an entrepreneur.
Wow. Yeah, and that's an important part too. Steve Jobs had this talk years ago called Joining Up Your Dots. I think that people named it that, but it was a Stanford commencement address. And he talked about these 3 points in his life that like he thought was the end of the world. One of them was getting fired from his company, his baby, Apple. And he went in the talk and he said, I now realize if those, I think he called them dents in the universe, didn't happen along the way, he wouldn't have been where he was at the time, which is now running Apple again, launching the iPad, the iPhone. But what I'm getting at with that, Debbie, is what you said, like these times when you say, oh, I've made it, or these times when you say, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me, they're all a part of that ski trip. And so I guess that brings up a good question. It kind of relates to, would you wish them away? But I asked this question called the time machine. And so the time machine question is, if you could jump into a time machine and talk to your younger self, what do you think you might tell a younger Debbie? And adding the context that if you went back and wished some of these things away, you wouldn't be the Debbie you are today. But what would you think you might say to yourself?
This is so powerful right now. Thank you for asking that brilliant question, because I just did that recently. And it wasn't premeditated. It was a very organic experience. So I shared with you briefly, Corey was saying, so how are you? What's going on? We haven't seen each other in a couple of years. And I'm like, oh my God, what's opening up for me right now is Providence. It really feels like such a special ride. So I will start with the fact that I got an invitation to speak in Mexico City at the World Congress UFOlogy event. And I went and did the presentation, and it opened up unbelievable doors because of who I got to spend time with, big mover shakers in this world who have subsequently invited me to other things. But also, they were down one on a panel, like you'll love this, UFO disclosure panel. This is government lobby talk, like, not me, right? And a voice inside of me said, you do this. You got invited. You're a yes. I said yes. I served on that panel with names you would know, and I just felt so calm up there. And I really delivered my truth, which is very hopeful. And we got so much beautiful feedback. I came home, went into Conscious Life Expo, where I moderate and do intros, and it's a gorgeous event for me. I was home for 2 days, and then Gaia TV flew me out to Boulder, Colorado, to be interviewed on George Norrie's Beyond Belief show. It's going to be released this May to August. They put me up in this unbelievable hotel, which I loved. I was texting home every 5 minutes. Oh my God, the mirror in the bathroom. Oh my God, the size of the bathtub. Oh my God, it was so gorgeous. I love luxury. And so I had my own driver and everything. And so I was getting ready to go. And folks, I was nervous. And I've been in entertainment my whole life, and I was nervous. And all of a sudden, this voice came out of me. And I said out loud, if I were here with you, standing in front of you right now, Debbie, I would hold you and tell you how proud I am of you. That no matter what this feels like right now, you are a yes. You got dressed, you got on the plane, you're in the hotel, you're dressed for the interview. You're doing this. And I want you to know you're not going to be alone. Not 1 second of this. I'm with you. I'm loving you. This went on for a good 5-7 minutes, this self-talk. And you know, if I had had this, I'm not sure I would have been able to receive it when I was younger, because I was what I was, you know, a bit all over the place, wild and all sorts of stuff. But I was so receptive to this voice, and I was on. I got in the car that drove me to Gaia TV, and my driver, Rob, was a talker. I mean, this guy, and I wanted so much to go over my notes, but then I thought, just be present with Rob. And so I just listened and engaged with him. I did the interview. I came back in the production room, and they were raving and making suggestions about other possibilities for me. And that led to many other things. George Norrie then had me on Coast to Coast recently on his radio show. I'll be on Jeff Mara tomorrow, if anybody knows his huge 155,000 YouTube subscriber, a wonderful podcast. And that and more. I'll be speaking in Glastonbury this year. I'm speaking on a Galactic Origins cruise in December. And I mean, what's happening right now is a magical life. And I think it's the meeting of who I've allowed myself to heal and become, and what I've allowed myself to experience and give out to the world.
Well, I'll ask you one question about that. But George Norrie, I believe his show is, you said like the other show is big. His show is massive, right?
Massive. It's the biggest show in the country, biggest radio show.
So the follow-up to that is when you mentioned something I heard there, it sounds like one of the things is you leaned in to who you are when you said like, if I got to do UFO stuff, nah, I don't know. But you know what? I'm all in. And so it sounds like you leaned in and kind of embraced who you are. Do you think that's played a part in all these things opening up?
Yeah. The secret for me has been following energy, meaning my excitement and my curiosity. Like what you're doing right now is about curiosity, right? It's what I do on my show all the time. Or frankly, when I meet people, I really do love people and I really, really am curious. And so, yes, I think those two things have been the secret sauce.
So flip the side, you said like your listenership went up as you started embracing that. Do you feel you lost listeners? Because it seems like, you know, you're going down a very specific path. So there's probably some people that maybe fall off the ship along the way. Do you think that happens at all?
I appreciate the question. And I'll tell you, Corey, what's so interesting about that, I was like in this whole mode of like, I got to rebrand. The name of my show is Dare to Dream. It should be something else. And you know, and I just put it out there energetically to a lot of people. And it was like, no, I mean, you dare to dream. You dare to dream a lot of things, you know? So it felt very good to me. I didn't rebrand. And I will say, if anyone dropped off, they didn't say bye-bye. So I don't know.
That's a good point. They didn't say bye-bye. So yeah, I guess if they didn't vocalize it, you don't know. And your listenership has went up. But I feel it's also important that you're more, quote unquote, drilled into who you really are and who you serve. So even if somebody did fall off the wayside, they might not have been who you're serving anymore. So I think it's even more important that you say, this is the people I serve, because then you can truly know how to serve them best. So it feels like, I think it probably worked out for the best either way, but I was just curious if you had gotten any feedback on that, because that's always the concern, right? People say, well, I don't know if I can go this niche because I'm going to lose people. And sometimes quite the opposite happens. You bring in people that go, I didn't know you existed, but this is my jam.
Yes. So, and this is actually becoming a really mainstream conversation. Couldn't have predicted it when I woke, really is the bottom line, because I was such an eye roller about all of this. But I woke, followed my curiosity, went, okay, God, here we go. And then, yeah, it's been exponential. It's been phenomenal. And more out there, it's a tremendous conversation.
So this leads to another thing. I know we're winding down, but this leads to another big question to me. I was just at Hay House this weekend, and one of the conversation that people are having on the stage, but people in general are having, is how much more conversational it is now to talk about meditation, spirituality, Akashic records, like things that before 20 years ago, people would have been like, I don't even know what you mean. And now it's like coffee conversation. And so just like, I guess, the UFO side, as you said, has become more and more mainstream. So do you feel as a conscious, we are truly going where people thought we might, which is becoming more and more conscious in general as a society? Or is it just certain people are becoming more conscious? Like, do you know what I mean? Is everybody moving in that direction, do you think? Or is it just more people are being influenced by a smaller group of people?
It is definitely not everybody yet. But it is a huge contention of people, and it's way more than it's ever been. We can have these conversations, and it's way more digestible and acceptable. I could say so much about this, but essentially, I want to say in the Peruvian shamanism, Inca specifically is what I've studied. That's my lineage. There is a prophecy called the Pachacuti. The Pachacuti comes every 500 years, and we are literally in one right now. And they have, my mentors, my shamans, have made it very clear to me, it's no more a myth. We are in it. It is for real. And it's a time, they say, when the eagle and the condor will fly together. There's a cleansing and a healing that will take place on the earth. And also they talk about it, it is a time of making things right. But in order to make things right, I think of it like one of those snow globes. You have to turn it upside down and shake it in order to put it back to its correct setting and let the snow fall. And that's what's happening to Mother Earth. That's what is happening to humanity. There's chaos. There's a lot of unrest for some people. There's wars and things, but it is finally about us being the Pachacuti and being able to fly. We are the eagle. We are the condor, and it is our time to fly, to heal, and to cleanse. And I absolutely believe that is why this conversation is what it is, why our souls came here at this time. Each of us is part of the puzzle and part of the light to be shown and that everybody is waiting for.
Amazing. So Debbie Datchinger, I'll call it to be continued and until next time. But before we run, last question is, how do we learn more? Like, where can people follow you, the hub, all that kind of stuff?
Thank you.
Yeah.
My website, my name, DebbieDatchinger.com. It's D-E-B-B-I, there's no E. And the last name is Austrian, D-A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R. Instagram, obviously, actually every social media platform. And I roll out shaman classes, book writing classes, whatever Corey doesn't do, I do the other pieces around some of that. And yeah, I'd love to connect further and deeper. And my show, Dare to Dream, go under my name also on YouTube or any major platform. It's Dare to Dream with Debbie Datchinger.
Amazing. Like I say, to be continued. Thank you, my friend. Awesome. Grab your copy of The Enlightened Passenger and the bonuses at thisisthebook.com.
Grab your copy of The Enlightened Passenger and the bonuses at thisisthebook.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.